Quiet Mind, Day 14, Ordinary versus Deep Unconsciousness. How subtle discomfort hides the deeper sleep of egoic living. Unconsciousness isn't just some dramatic blackout or moment of crisis. It's the baseline state most of us live in every day without even realizing it. Like a fish in water, we're so submerged in our own thoughts, reactions, and ego patterns that we don't even notice the hum of discontent we're constantly living with. This is called ordinary unconsciousness, a quiet, persistent unease that's so familiar we think it's normal. You're not falling apart in ordinary unconsciousness. You're not angry or sobbing yet, but you're also not fully alive. There's a subtle twitch of dissatisfaction, a restlessness. That sense that something's missing, off, or about to go wrong, you check your phone again, you scroll, you snack, you daydream, you shop. These little habits are anesthetics meant to soothe an itch you don't quite know how to name. That itch, it's the discomfort of being out of alignment with the present moment. Now, when life throws a curveball, a betrayal, a financial scare, a loss, that ordinary unease cranks up into deep unconsciousness. That's when the ego goes into survival mode. Fear, rage, depression, and full-body anxiety take over. You're no longer mildly restless. You're drowning in reactivity. This is when the pain body often wakes up and hijacks your emotions completely. But here's the key. Deep unconsciousness isn't a new state. It's just a more intense version of what was already there. It's like the hum of an air conditioner suddenly becoming a blaring siren. Same system, different volume. Most people bounce between these two states. They're never truly awake, and even when things seem fine, they're not really present. They're just in low-grade resistance to life, judging it, planning how to improve it, silently wishing it were different. So how do we wake up from this sleepy trance? We make it conscious. You don't need to launch an inner investigation every time you feel off. Just notice. Ask, am I at ease right now? That's it. No need to fix anything. Just look. Shine your attention on your inner state the way you'd shine a flashlight into a dark corner. The very act of looking is what begins to dissolve the unconsciousness. Your awareness is the healing. At first, you might be surprised to see how often you're not at ease. Maybe it's a tight jaw, an irritated thought, a mild impatience that seems harmless. But those are the telltale signs. With practice, you start catching them faster. You stop feeding the tension with more thoughts and instead just feel it. Let it be, and return to presence. In the long run, the goal isn't to never face deep unconsciousness. It's to be so rooted in awareness that even when it shows up, it can't take you over. You recognize it. You breathe. You stay present. And that presence becomes a light no darkness can hold.